dress before it was too late and kept me warm. And you helped me incubate, and now you're back.
Yeah, baby, the turkey song, I Will Survive, ain't going to cut my head off, drop it to the floor. Happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend to everyone, all our boys and girls out there. And especially, once again, a great, big, good luck, have fun, enjoy your morning with those kids, and hope every one of those kids get a big fat deer.
Big.
Right, Vogler Wagner?
Big fatty.
Right before we went to break, when you went to interrupt our go to commercial,
I'm learning.
You did pause. What was you wanting to say? So it was so important.
I wanted to mention the check-in for the CWD for the
chronic
waste.
That's right.
It was like going back to old times.
Get into the microphone.
It was just so much fun seeing families come up to the event. And I think there was at least three or four cars that came up, and the kids were running in between the trucks. Look at this one. Look at this one.
That's like the old check stations used to be.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the check stations. I don't like this electronic crap
at all. It was so
check stations that I used to go to, they had coffee and donuts, and everybody visited, and they'd look at the map and see who said where they killed something. Of course, they lied. But everybody's looking in the trucks at the different deers walking around. Did you see this and over here? And it was awesome. It was great times.
That's exactly. Unfortunately, Kyle couldn't go. Somebody got sick at work and he couldn't get off. So I asked a friend to come down and use his stand, the stand that you placed a number of years ago, and has always presented great deer. And he took a beautiful deer.
That's awesome.
Richie did, but was really cool about it when got it to his truck. You know, that was the deer everybody was coming over to look at.
Oh, wow.
You should see this one. Go look at this one. I mean, that was one of the neatest sensations ever, you know, and how much fun that was doing that, you know. So I this is wrong that we don't get to enjoy this like we used to.
No, I've missed the check stations big time. Now we got Facebook. Oh my. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Isn't that interesting? A Facebook deer. And one of the things that you all need to stop right away, of course, I'm old school. This deer hunting means totally something different to me. I don't care about how many inches a deer is. I don't care about record books or how many deer heads you got on the wall. Enjoy the time in the outdoors with your family. If you look at my Facebook post, you see what I'm talking about, camp and food. Right, Vogler?
Okay.
A good time. I went down to hunt with my little brother. I could care about nothing else. It was just a great time to be able to do that, you know?
Well, the pictures of the steaks and the pork loins that you guys were eating, it was so funny that Cindy goes, "What are you guys doing? You're always showing me pictures of food that you guys are eating." And I go, "Because he cooks so good."
What you need to do, I heard you guys talk about Facebook deer, is don't condemn somebody if they shoot a deer and it doesn't fit your requirements, what you think is how many inches, or if you're saying, "Why did you shoot that little deer?" Don't condemn people. They're deer hunting. It's their choice. Let them enjoy that. I'm so tired of that. And please, you've got to stop apologizing when you shoot a deer. I've never seen anything like that. That's what's on Facebook. Someone shoots a buck or a doe, whatever. "Well, it's not my biggest," or, "Boy, it's not a trophy." It is a trophy. Quit apologizing, because what has happened with Facebook and our deer hunting is, if it's not, you know, a Boone and Crockett deer, huge rack, then it's not important. And the other one is, I don't get you guys. I understand deer management, and I understand how it works. And yes, you can grow good deer if you got enough property. But if you're hunting in Washington County in Potosi and a 10-point walks by, are you going to let him walk because he's going to be bigger in 2 years? You're never going to see that deer again. If you're going deer hunting and you like to eat deer, a deer is a deer.
And the best thing we can do right now, because of the CWD that's present in a couple counties up by Moberly, is cut the herd back.
What I don't like is somebody kills a buck, like a 6-point or 4-point. That's how we always judge them. But And then they jump all over him on Facebook. Why would you shoot that? You shouldn't have killed that. You should have let him grow up. Why? That's his choice. It's none of your business. Get over it.
I think some of the mentalities of other areas like Texas where they have that luxury because there's but here it's
I'm just old school. Look, I'm not that's up to you. If you want, but quit telling people, quit apologizing on Facebook and quit telling people you shouldn't have shot that deer. That's their choice to shoot that deer. Did we find Brown is down? Why don't we just play that while we're talking? Here's my deer management right here with little Kevin Blake Weldon. Here we go.
I just got invited, baby, to go down to my buddy's house.
I got to share another story about Richie's deer. The agent asked him at least three times, are you going to have this deer mounted? No, I'm going to eat it, he kept saying.
Awesome.
And but then his buddy, and I'm going, that's just a beautiful rack. And the gal goes, well, why don't you make it into a European mount, just the skull? And you boil it, and he...
Here we go. This is for you Facebook trolls telling everybody you got to let him walk. If it's not 160 and 8 inches outside his ears, it ain't a trophy. Listen to this.
When my buddy called my cell phone, Kevin started screaming about our management plan, but I've got a plan of my own. If it's brown, it's down. Shoot that little doe. If it's got spots,
you know what my grandma used to say? Why do you shoot the big old stinking buck? You can't eat them horns. Get me a nice fat doe or a yearling.
Well,
why would you shoot that thing?
My buddy Richie, he was going to take and boil the skull to get a European mount, right?
Yeah.
That's cool because these antlers are pretty cool. And he went in to get his wife's stock pot. And evidently his wife did not care for that idea. You're going to do what with my good stock pot? So he's looking for one on Craigslist and stuff. You know where I can get one cheap? She didn't like that idea. And I was laughing. I'm going, oh, that'd be serious trouble, you know. You know, if you got something like that, trying to use your wife's good cooking stuff.
Did I ever show you my hit list, like they say on Facebook? My hit list is if he comes by, I'm shooting him.
Oh, yeah.
A little Brown is down, baby. Loving it. Yeah, it was so funny. I said, man, I seen a Facebook deer today. I said, what? I seen a Facebook deer. Have you seen some of those deer on Facebook? And please quit setting 30 yards behind a deer to make it look bigger and shoving the antlers up. Come on, if you want to take a picture of the deer, just sit next to your deer and take a picture.
It's like the old bass tricks. Hold it out.
Oh, it's worse than that. Some of these guys got the deer, they're all the way behind its butt with their hands out like they're holding the antler. Oh, give me a break.
Oh,
my God. Why you got to do that? What does it matter? You know, we had this in turkeys, too. You know, turkeys, what they weigh, if I kill 123 and you kill 124, you're a better turkey hunter.
Yeah.
Quick story before we go to break. I was talking to my buddy Johnny Sabati, right? John Boy, Hawaii. And he ran into a guy over there that came over, and he's got deer hunting deal here in the United States, in the mainland, as he calls it. And John says, oh, I'd love to kill a deer. We got to get Johnny over here for a deer hunt.
Oh, God,
we got to. He wants to hunt a deer. But anyway, I regress. So he tells the guy, I said, I want to hunt a deer. He goes, well, we have restrictions. You got to be, you know, 3 inches outside the ear, you know, 10 point or better. It's got to be 150 scoring points, and went through all this stuff, you know. And John says, well, you know, that's great you do that. And, you know, I don't condemn any of that, but I just want to hunt a deer. I just would like to shoot a deer. Can we just shoot a deer? No, we have restrictions. And he says, okay. So he says, I want to hunt Hawaii turkeys. John says, great. He said, you can hunt with me. I'm a guide. I've got 13,000 acres, you know, 30,000 acres, whatever. And you can hunt with me. And he says, but we have restrictions. It has to be 20 pounds, has to have a 10-inch beard and 1.25-inch spurs, or you can't take it. The guy totally freaked out.
John is a character, man.
He's the best. He's the best.
He makes me laugh.
We got a lot of commercials to play, so let's take a break.
Yes.
You going to interrupt me again?
No.
Yeah. I told you we were just going to lay back and talk, didn't I?
Yeah.
You didn't believe me, did you?
This is very comfortable.
When it's brown, it's
very
down.
Comfortable.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. We'll
great
be back
turkeys.
After these special messages.
Just for me, a tender little doe just can't be beat. Lord knows I'm a hungry man and I'm gonna eat if he's brown.